Well, there are fears the development of a coronavirus vaccine could be delayed by stock market profiteering. Reports from the United States have detailed allegations that directors of biotech companies are pocketing millions by selling their company stock options immediately following positive news about a potential vaccine. There's nothing illegal about trading on publicly available information, but analysts say it could lead to less money for vaccine development and that could delay any eventual vaccines. Business reporter David Taylor.
The race is on to develop a coronavirus vaccine, and the more a company's press release points to the successful development of a vaccine, the more the company's stock price will go up.
There's always the potential for embellished press releases and stuff like that.
The New York Times reports that a small South San Francisco company called Vaxart made a surprise announcement last month. A coronavirus vaccine it was working on had been selected by the US government to be part of a federal initiative to quickly develop drugs to combat COVID-19. Vaxart's shares soared. Company insiders, the article explains, who had already received stock options worth a few million dollars weeks beforehand, saw the value of those awards increase 600%. While private investors connected to the company, the report alleges, sold their shares, making more than $200 million in instant profits. Vaxart told the New York Times that it abides by good corporate governance guidelines and policies and makes decisions with the best interests of the company and its shareholders. None of the company insiders and private investors are alleged to have done anything unlawful. Tim Anderson is the managing director of New York-based TJM Investments. He says he's not familiar with trading activity in Vaxart, but he says a stock that small is unlikely to get any attention from US securities regulators.
The bigger companies are going to have legal people and compliance people crawling all over stuff like this. The smaller companies that are penny stocks fly under the radar a little bit.
So far this year, 11 mostly small companies, according to figures compiled for the New York Times by research company Equilar, have sold shares worth well over $1 billion since March. Mr. Anderson's told PM a significant increase in this sort of trading activity threatens the integrity of all stocks in the biotech and pharmaceutical sectors.
A lot of pharmaceutical stocks and a lot of biotech stocks have had big moves in the last 3 or 4 months, okay? To the extent that investors get burnt in them, then it'll be very difficult for companies on the periphery to raise money going forward.
Dean Katselis is a senior lecturer at the ANU and has done extensive research on stock exchange trading by company insiders. He agrees with Tim Anderson there's a risk advantageous stock market trading around coronavirus vaccine press releases risks threatening the development of a vaccine.
Anything that potentially tarnishes the credibility of the market, of the information, and certainly the integrity of the insiders with that information does have the potential to impede the ability to raise capital down the track. It's about the perception of what's going on rather than whether it's legal or illegal. Does the market believe that there's something amiss? If so, that could potentially be problematic.
Australian researchers are leading several major clinical trials that might help bring an end to the deadly disease. Australian-owned biotechnology company CSL is providing some of the much-needed technology. PM asked CSL if it was aware of any unusual trading in its stock and if that risked hampering scientific research. Chief Financial Officer David Lamont responded with a statement saying, "It's important to recognise that medical research under development can fail at any stage," adding that CSL can't emphasise enough that development, manufacture and distribution of a vaccine that is safe and effective for millions of people requires time and vigour, and we want the public to be measured with their expectations. But stockbroker Marcus Padley says there's so little investor interest in the Australian biotech sector, he doesn't believe Australian investors pose any threat to the development of a vaccine.
No, I don't think we're seeing that sort of level of interest.
In your view, is there anything wrong with profiteering from encouraging press releases, publicity statements around vaccine development?
No, absolutely not, as long as what is happening is legal. There is really no moral overlay of trying to make money out of companies that are trying to develop vaccines. No, it's very risky and people need to be rewarded or punished for taking their risk. Let them get on with it.
PM also asked the market regulator, ASIC, if it was aware of any suspicious trading among Australian pharmaceutical or biotech stocks at present. We didn't receive a response.
That's our business reporter, David Taylor.